Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
Paige Hernandez, director of Daphne's Dive.
And it is at Signature Theater in Virginia now through March 20th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yay, I'm so excited, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, before we get into the actual, you know, premise of the show, etc., we hit our listeners right off the bat with this is a really cool collaboration that you're doing. The playwright for this is a Pulitzer Prize winner. tell us the famous work that that the playwright's done.
Oh, yes. Our playwright is Chiara Alegría Udiz, Her Royal Highness, as we like to call her. She has been such a great inspiration for Latinx artists, specifically theater artists. You may recognize her as one of the co-authors of In the Heights, which recently had its cinematic debut. And then she's also the author of several plays, which include Water by the Spoonful, The Happiest Song Plays Last, and I believe she has a new memoir out, which is just hitting all the charts. But Chiara is such an inspiration, and we're so thrilled to bring Daphne's Dive to life.
Definitely, and thanks for that. You know, lifting up her contributions, because you know everyone knows Lin-Manuel Miranda attached in the Heights, but you know she deserves the recognition too for writing the the book for that. Now, which one won the Pulitzer for? Was it Water by the Spoonful?
Yes, Water by the Spoonful. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. All right, so that sets the stage of the level of quality of work we're doing here in this. So all right, so now tell me about Daphne's Dive, this show that we're going to be seeing at Signature Theater. What's the basic premise, the log line, if you will?
Yeah, Daphne's Dive is a really fantastic and intricate exploration of seven people's lives over the course of 25 years, all centered at a bar in Philadelphia that's run by a Puerto Rican woman. And what's really cool, Jason, is unlike any theater piece I've seen, you can really understand how found families are created. So we find out pretty much early on in the show, just how all of these people met or got together. And then we get to watch their journey, their lives together, their stories together over the course of 25 years. And that's done within 90 minutes with no intermission, which is also pretty great. Yeah. And some of the themes you'll see are things like found family and how we can be resilient with each other, community. There's also overcoming trauma. There's also how we deal with our coping mechanisms on how we get through anything from day to day. And all of that feels pretty spot on for what we are collectively experiencing as a society right now. So I think you see this play and you definitely walk out with different perspectives.
That's great. Now, you mentioned that there's seven, main characters sort of that come into this bar. Take a little time and discuss each one. Who is the ragtag bunch of folks that are coming in?
Sure. So Daphne is our anchor. It is her bar in Philadelphia. We learned quickly that Daphne has a sister, Inez. Inez is colorful, energetic younger sister, also from Puerto Rico. Inez is married to Acosta, who is an up-and-coming politician and civil servant, and probably on the precipice of the peak of his career. And then we meet Pablo, who's an eccentric artist who likes to create new works out of garbage. And we find that that's a big metaphor in this play, how we can make something beautiful out of damaged goods. And then there's Ray, who is a biker who just happens to be in town. He's also a working class guy who helps Acosta with construction. And then we have Ruby, and Ruby is really who sets everything in motion. Ruby is found outside in the dumpsters back behind the bar. And our play kind of begins with the introduction to Ruby and who she becomes. And then I can't forget, there is Jen. Jen is a performance artist activist who is based off of a real person in history who's done some remarkable things with the platform that she has. And I have to mention that a lot of this is close to Chiara's real life in that her father owned a bar, she knows a lot of these characters, and now they get to be fictionalized and live with us forever, which is really special.
Wow. Yeah. The whole write what you know sort of thing. Wow. That's an interesting group of characters right there. Especially Ruby found in a dumpster behind the bar. And then I guess then we get to watch Ruby grow up throughout the course, I guess.
You bet it.
Wow. So yes, that leads actually, that's an interesting next question is the fact that it spans what, like nearly 20 years. How does that sort of elevate Daphne's Dive, you know, charting characters over such a long period of time?
Yeah, it's one of those really cool things where Kiara has written something stupendous and that we get to see full character arcs within 90 minutes because we're seeing them over the span of 20 years. A lot of times you go and see a play, it may take place over the course of a year or a month, but we don't really know what happens to those characters or those people after the show ends. This, we really get to, again, be voyeurs and look into these lives and these full characters. And you see them age and you see how, you know, what they do in the next scene is informed from the scene 5 years ago. Really, really cool stuff to watch. Just a very intricate plot and story. And then one of the things that we're proud of as a cast and as an ensemble and with my designers is how we tell time in that way. That's where we get to bring in the magic of theater, which looks like transitions and interludes where you get to see these people age on stage and they change clothes in front of you. They move their belongings. They reset the bar. There's stories within the transitions so that, you know, we really get to kind of jump through time in a way that's artistic and thoughtful.
That's really cool how the transitions are done, how you're describing it. Go more into visually, you know, it is a bar. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm picturing some sort of like Cheers bar. Then recently we saw Ben Affleck in the Tender Bar. So we have sort of, you know, these images in our heads of what a bar, you know, entertainment thing might be. But like describe visually how at Signature, how it's created on stage. I assume there's a big bar design on stage.
That's right. I got to give a big shout out to our set designer, the person who created our bar, which is Megan Rahm. And Megan and I had conversations almost a year ago about what this bar looks like and how it fits in the space, which is the arc, and how immersive we wanted it to be. We want people to feel like they're in a bar. We've also paid thoughtful attention to how you experience these stories. It's not told in a presentational style. It's really sometimes someone's back is to you, or you may not see everything, just like you're in the actual bar and you happen to see something go down. But Megan put a lot of great details into it, including things that are specific to Philadelphia as well as Puerto Rico. And then an interesting thing for your listeners is a lot of the cast identifies as Afro-Latina or Afro-Latinx. And so what you'll see are tchotchkes from all of our lives all throughout the bar. So it's kind of an Easter egg hunt where a lot of what you see are things that we brought to the set from our travels to the different places in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico specifically. Our family members' pictures are up there. There's a bobblehead of Prince, our favorite musicians, Philly artists are up there. We do an homage to Basquiat, who is a famous graffiti artist with Puerto Rican heritage. Oh, yeah. So again, there's a lot of things that make it very realistic, but also make it super close to home. And I think you'll feel it and sense it immediately when you see it.
Fantastic. And yes, let's definitely underline that point, the Afro-Latinx cast here. So yeah, dish on the cast a little bit. Who do we have? I know it's some people that people will definitely recognize from other shows around town.
Oh yeah. So Daphne's Rayanne Gonzalez. Inez is Yesenia Iglesias. Acosta is played by Jimmy Whalen. Ray is played by Jefferson A. Russell. Jen is played by Quinn Milu. Pablo is played by Jonathan Atkinson. And I think, and Ruby, how can I forget Ruby? Ruby is played by Jailene Carranza. So yes, powerhouses from the DMV area and beyond. A lot of these folk have really made stellar careers throughout the country, including touring and In the Heights, just to name a few, with Lin-Manuel. So it's pretty tremendous to say that we can have right here in our backyard some of the best talent we have to offer.
Definitely. Now, will the Pulitzer Prize winning playwright herself be at Signature, or was this, you know, created, you know, in Philly and now it's just like making its way down here, you know, but giving you guys the blessing to do it, or is it, how directly involved?
Yeah, Kiera's been very involved, which has been an incredible honor and blessing. She and I touched base many years ago on another project and were able to kind of make that reconnection for this. And she was able to greet the cast from our first rehearsal all the way down to give a big old toast for when we opened. She also gave some tremendous insight again into the very specific and unique characteristics of these real life people. Yeah, and she's so thrilled and excited for us. She's been such a champion on social media and just making sure that the work gets out. We're hoping that she's able to catch it. It's tricky, of course, in COVID times, but she'll probably keep us guessing. But we'd like to think that, yes, she will get a chance to experience this.
Now, we mentioned that, that her as the playwright, that she had a connection, you know, with her family running a bar and stuff. Is there any connection for you as the director? I mean, even if it's not like, you know, a family member of yours was running a bar or restaurant, it doesn't have to be that direct. But, you know, and what is your, you know, what is your personal, you know, hook into this thing?
Oh, yeah, there's tons. There's probably a couple dozen. Jason, I'd keep you forever with all my connections to this piece.
give me two or three.
Which is also why I had an immediate yes, because This is exactly what we want in terms of being able to have your story be told on stage. This is so close that it's unreal. And for me, I guess two of the major connections would be I have family in Puerto Rico. I also come from a long line of entrepreneurs, which have included those who've run bars, who've run fish fries. My mom owned and operated a beauty salon in Baltimore, where I'm from, for all of my coming of age. And so to see a woman protagonist in this way and just what it means to be a caregiver for the community is super relatable. And not to mention all of the different characters who come in. And back to this idea, Jason, that you know, we all at one point in our lives are broken or damaged goods. And what choices we make to persevere and who decides to stand in our corner. Those are the things that definitely float to the top of the surface for me.
Yeah. How does the show say that I mean, that's a good place to wrap up. How does it say that, you know, that we don't have to remain broken, that, you know, we can find in community or, you know, or within ourselves with maybe new perspective or something, you know, what's sort of that inspiring takeaway that audiences, if audiences are broken themselves when they show up to Signature, you know, what's sort of that takeaway?
Yeah. One thing that Daphne's Dive does so well is show us that any moment of pain or transgression or trauma is temporary. And it doesn't feel like that when you're carrying it like luggage on your back sometimes. But the truth is that moment that it happens is temporary. So we can all move past it and move through it. Found community is also huge in this, found family. Sometimes it's not who you're born into, but it's who you choose to surround yourself with that can pull you out. And, you know, lastly, I'll just say that there is such promise in kind of reinventing and recreating yourself, and to give everyone permission to do that, because at any given moment you can rise from the ashes and just be this beautiful phoenix, but it just takes the step forward to want to recreate yourself.
Awesome. Well, everyone come rise from the ashes metaphorically at Daphne's Dive at Signature Theater now through March 20th. I know there'll be a special discussion night February 23rd and then a special Pride night on February 25th. So get your tickets now through March 20th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jason. And thank you, listeners. I hope you get to check it out.
All right. Sounds good. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.